WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
What December 23rd is, if you haven't figured out before, it's the Festivus for the rest of us. And you know what happens on that day?
We get Festivus with the rest of us?
It's called the airing of the grievances, which is what felt like happened on this show tonight.
You know, they're just getting it out of the way.
It felt like we had a lot of airing of grievances with some people. So,
like you do?
This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the show by clicking the purple rectangle at the bottom of the screen. You can use credit card Rocket Soccer, Leeds, and Word at the Fortnite Am Shop. When you buy everything, hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
You know, it's something that shit was eventually going to hit the fan. We knew it was. People picked their moments. They picked their moments well. We had, I believe, a sacrifice. I'm not entirely sure. It was an interesting Raw.
It was
a very interesting Raw.
Was a very interesting Monday Night Raw. And we're kicking off talking about Becky Lynch. So Becky Lynch came to the ring and had to get some things off her chest tonight on Raw. She said for 5 years, she talked about what happened 5 years ago and how she's been linked with one person, Nia Jax, for the punch heard around the world. Lynch said everyone she's faced over the last 5 years has tried to use it as a burn against her, and now it's time to get to the root of the problem. She went on to main event WrestleMania while Nia Jax had double ACL surgery because she's so unlikable that her own knees won't stand up for her. That was so good of a line. Holy shit.
That was a burn, man.
Nia Jax came out. Jax said she was not fired anymore. I'm right here in front of you and better than ever. She added that the punch that Lynch had shown was just a lucky swing and she didn't even get all of it. She mentioned how what would happen if she hit Lynch right in the face with full force. She said it's a full contact sport and asked Lynch what she expected. Lynch said she would expect nothing less. She said Jax has broken bones and perhaps ended some careers. She said Jax said it's ironic that Lynch has her to thank for her career. Becky said that's the narrative that needs to change. She said it represents getting knocked down and getting back up and fighting like hell. She's done that her entire life, but Jax and her minions have spent years saying she's not a main event star. Lynch said Jax now says that she's the reason that Lynch is a main event star. Said that's a lie and she needs to end Nia Jax. Nia gets it, but that Becky needs her. Nia said Lynch has to prove herself that her career wasn't an accident because her breaking her face. If not, Jax said, she'll always be the woman who made the man. Becky said she needs Jax to shut up. She came to Kelly for a fight. She dared Nia to hit her. You need this more than I do, Jax said, and then she dropped the mic and walked away. Building some heat for an eventual Nia and Becky match. This is really good.
This is very good. Bringing the past back up, talking about the past, airing of the grievances. They do have things that they need to settle, so we'll see how it goes. Maybe they're gonna get it all done before Becky's contract expires in 2024. Wink.
Maybe.
That's the new batch of rumors that are circulating.
For hers? I thought it was Rollins.
Both.
Makes sense. They're not going anywhere, though.
Oh, no.
They aren't going anywhere at all.
But, you know, the rumor mill.
The rumor mill.
Now that they can't talk about CM Punk for a while because everything's supposed to be hunky-dory happy, then, you know, they have to make up rumors.
Well, because it came out that the contracts are, you know, coming up shortly next year, so... But everyone knew this. Anyway, we have in-ring action to talk about. Bronson Reed beat Ivar in the rematch from last week. Good match.
Two big, beefy men slapping meat. That's what this was.
Like you do. You had that on this show. You had Caden Carter and Katana Chance take on Candace and Indy. Caden and Katana got the win. They're going to challenge the tag team champions next week on Monday Night Raw. Good stuff.
I'm happy for them, but at the same time, I want fucking nice things for Candice LeRae. How do I get nice things for Candice LeRae? Like, my God. Y'all.
In due time.
When? We've been waiting for literally years. Like, she left, got pregnant, came back, and they still haven't done anything.
In due
like,
time.
Like, for fuck's sake.
She'll get hers in due time.
Yeah, we might be dead before she gets it, but she'll get it.
She'll get it. I mean, you know. So, speaking of Candace, her other half, Johnny, was backstage, and he was talking to Tommaso, and Ludwig and Giovanni came up, and they were trying to figure out who they would get as a third to join them to face Imperium. Well, it was Imperium taking on DYI, as Michael Cole called them, or DIY, Gargano and Ciampa, and hometown kid, The Miz. Yes, Johnny, Tommaso, and The Miz. Miz, like, ran up to them and grabbed them by the hand. Yeah, we're a team now. There was a lot. Barrett made sure to tell us all the whole story between everyone, how Johnny, or how Tommaso and Miz were together, and then how Johnny... And the Dexter story with The Miz and everything like that. And now they're teaming because it's WWE. Anyway, good match. Miz, Gargano, and Ciampa got the win. Afterwards, Miz got in Guther's face backstage and wants another title match. And he'll get it. But if he loses, he can't challenge for the IC title ever again as long as Guther is your Intercontinental Champion.
Interesting. I also like how they're like... Because isn't Johnny from Cleveland, or is he just a Browns fan?
No, he's from Cleveland. Or somewhere in
Ohio. Or the area. He's from around the area.
Yeah.
I like how they're like, DIY and the hometown boy, The Miz. He's like, but isn't Johnny from Cleveland, too?
Yeah, because he was at the Browns game yesterday.
Yeah. Which I didn't realize they were in Cleveland tonight. Like, for whatever reason, I didn't realize that, because I thought... Because when I saw Johnny show up at the Browns game, because I watched it yesterday, I was like, oh, that's nice. Johnny got to go to the Browns game. That's cool. And then, like, when they said, you know, we're in Cleveland, Ohio tonight, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just thought he randomly got to go to a Browns game, and I thought that was cool.
Well, yeah, he probably did, but, you know, we're all being there.
But helped. I will take more of DIY and Miz.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely more, but an interesting stipulation. Miz cannot challenge again.
As long as Gunther's champion.
As long as Gunther's champion, yes, but we don't know how much longer he'll be champion.
That's a good point. Yeet is back. Jey Uso has Yeet again. Congrats.
They worked the copyright out.
They did. They settled some stuff. He told how Sammy is now off injured, so props to Sammy for taking some time off. He's not actually injured, he's just taking time off. But story-wise, he got beat up and he's out for a while. He was interrupted by Drew McIntyre. McIntyre said Nick Aldis can have CM Punk. On SmackDown, he said he didn't want Punk on Raw because he'll destroy the locker room from the inside out. McIntyre says he's the only one, he's one of the only people who's traveled the world with Punk and knows what he's like. It's Punk chance. McIntyre then talked about Sami Zayn while acknowledging he might have something to do with him being at home. McIntyre Zayn took it too far by talking about his family and then said he was sorry. He told Jey Uso that that's how an apology works. McIntyre told fans to be honest in answering whether they want revenge. Basically, it led to McIntyre and Uso one-on-one. Good matchup between the two. Drew McIntyre got the win.
Drew is getting angrier and angrier and angrier. He's getting aggressive. I like it. I like it a lot. Poor Jey Uso, he took a freaking beating from this.
He did. But that's okay.
It was a good opener, though. Like, it was a really strong opener for the show, because you had the segment before, and then you lent into the match.
Yeah, put some heat on it, and then got into the match. We were backstage inside the clubhouse. Finn talked to JD how the wheels are falling off, and while he and Rhea were gone for a week, Rhea took issue with R-Truth breaking into her locker room. Rhea also recalled that JD and Dom losing to the Creed Brothers, and then also showed a little bit of sympathy for Dom losing the NXT North American Championship on Saturday. Damien said, sucked that Dom lost the title, but then said people not showing up for Raw sucks, which Rhea took a little offense with. Priest said he and Baylor would not take the Creeds lightly. Rhea told Priest that saying you're a leader is easier than actually being a leader. Priest started to respond, but Rhea got it in his face, and she was talking to the family. Rhea said she was sick of the disrespect, and it was time to remind people that they run Monday Night Raw. She would make an example of Maxine Dupri. We had the Creeds and then hyping them up. You know, R-Truth with Christmas lights. He was looking for the Judgment Day's clubhouse. Chad Gable told the truth. Judgment Day is dangerous and he doesn't think Truth is really in the group. Truth said he's in the group and Judgment Day is just misunderstood. And wished everyone a good, happy Thanksgiving.
JD's trying really hard to act tough.
He is.
It's not working.
It's not.
I'm sorry. He was out in the ring later, and he looks so awkward, because he's standing there, and he's like, I'm tough, I'm bad, in my little vest, and he's trying to, like, scowl, and, you know, stuff like that at the crowd, and it's like, it's just not working. I'm sorry, he's trying so hard, and I appreciate that he's trying so hard, but it's not coming off correctly, because he just looks uncomfortable. Right? You can tell that he's, like, putting on an act. Like, with Damien and Finn and Rhea and even Dominic, they all kind of have that swagger to them that makes it work.
JD's
right?
Still trying to find his.
Yeah, JD's still working on it. And he's kind of the odd man out because he just has not figured it out yet. And it's like, oh, you poor thing. And whoever gave him that vest, no. No, 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 no. It's not working. Please, no. No to the vest.
Rhea dominated Maxine Dupri. Ivy Nile, though, got in Rhea's face after words. Rhea told her, you're nothing in my world. I can't wait for Rhea and Ivy.
That's going to be good. Like, I'm here for that. Like, Maxine and Rhea was what it was.
It was a squash, which is what it was supposed to be.
Although I was sitting here watching it, and I was like, you know, I would laugh if Maxine somehow manages to upset Rhea. Like, I think that would be hilarious. She's not gonna, but it would be absolutely hilarious. But yeah, Maxine still kind of needs work a little bit. A lot.
Yeah, she's getting there. She'll get there.
She's working on it, but it's, yeah, you could see.
She's not ready for singles.
No, she's not.
So you mentioned Judgment Day. They were all in the ring. Finn boosted about two of them holding titles. Priest said they had a simple message for everyone in the locker room. He said regardless of whether they have dealt with them before, a returning superstar or new superstars like the Creeds, they're all on notice. R-Truth came out with Christmas lights. He said he tried to decorate the clubhouse, but they have locks on the front and back doors. He asked how could they have a holiday party if they don't have decorations. McDonough got it and barked there's no party, and if there was truth wouldn't be invited. Priest said he invited Truth to join him inside the ring so he could hear what he had to say. Truth said he had a lot of ideas for Judgment Day. Baylor wanted him to share his thoughts. First was kicking JD out of the group because no one likes him. Truth said Priest had to stop calling him the boss. Truth said he thinks Priest is a fantastic boss, but it makes Mommy mad. Priest told Truth that he's a funny guy and he understands why people like him. Baylor said he likes him and did the whole what's up thing. Everyone loves R-Truth except me. Priest then clotheslined R-Truth, and they put the boots on. The Creeds made the save, and they all kind of realized, yeah, the Creeds are the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Creeds are the real deal.
Dominic lost his title. Creeds are coming for Ben and Damien. Just gonna leave Mommy. But yeah, this was very good. R-Truth is playing his part exceptionally well.
He is.
It helped break up some of the awkward that was going on in the ring.
Yeah, it did.
So, appreciate that.
So, it was time to find out the decision. Where is CM Punk going? Comes in the room. Well, it was, we'll talk about it, very fitting where he was. He said he thought it was a bit sullen mood until he saw the signs and all the people. He said, we have a huge decision to make tonight. He said he's been thinking about it all week. He said the reason he's so consumed and worried is because he loves the fans. Punk said Cleveland hasn't been always kind to him. He said there are ghosts in the building and he does his best to face them head on. He made his WWE debut in Cleveland and had Mickey James on his arm. It went over so well that he went backstage and was told they are sending him to Ohio Valley Wrestling. He said he triumphantly returned to the same building as world champion, but he got kicked in the head by Randy Orton and then they stripped him of his title. Cleveland again. He asked if anyone was in the building 10 years ago for the story he was about to tell. He said if for better or worse, he had to take myself off the hamster wheel 10 years ago. He said it was the hardest decision of his life, and he doesn't regret it, but he spoke about disappointed fans who paid to see him that day. He saw a young woman by the name of Indy who told him that she felt betrayed as a kid. Punk said he felt the same way when Roddy Piper appeared on WCW TV when he was a kid. So if you're here now or watching at home and you're disappointed that CM Punk walked out, I understand. Hell, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. He said Nick Aldis put together a substantial offer. He said there's a 15-year-old Punk who tickled that he got an offer from Shawn Michaels to help mold the future stars of WWE. But Pierce's offer is head and shoulders above all the others. He said his mind was probably made up when he looked at the calendar and saw Cleveland. He said he was here to bury those ghosts and right a few wrongs. His future starts now. You couldn't write a better television show, ladies and gentlemen, because 10 years, almost to the day, about a month off, walked out. Regardless how you feel about it, CM Punk walked right back in. And if you're happy about it, if you're mad about it, you better learn to love it. Congratulations on Pierce. The Raw's newest superstar is CM Punk. And CM Punk is home. He celebrates. Everything's happy. Cue Seth freaking Rollins.
And his very purple sparkly suit.
He had a very purpley sparkling suit. Him and Rollins had him and Punk had a stare down. He welcomed Cleveland and Punk to Monday Night Rollins. He said he hoped Punk knew how incredibly fortunate he was to be standing in the ring. He said to Punk, this is not your home. You abandoned this place 10 years ago. Not only did you abandon it, but you actively tried to tear it down. You spent 10 years slandering me and everyone in that locker room. And then you want to walk back in here and call this place your home? This is not your home. This is my home. He's been here and everyone in the back are his brothers and sisters. He said it's his family and this is our home. He'll do with everything within his power to protect it against people like you. Rollins said he didn't want there to be any confusion. So he plainly say with every fiber of his being, I hate you. But if you're going to be part of WWE again, I want you on Monday Night Raw. Rollins said he and everyone else knows that Punk is your last chance. He said that Punk would either expose himself and self-destruct like he always does, and Rollins will be the first person to slam the door and shut the door on his legacy, or by some miracle he's changed and has any gas left in his old tank. Maybe he'll one day be lucky enough to stand across from him in the ring again for the World Heavyweight Championship, and then I'll expose you for the fraud that you are. Rollins said he would show that Punk there are levels to this and he would wrestle circles around him and let him understand in real time that what it means to be the best in the world. Punk goes, are you done? That's your one pass to stand here and speak to me disrespectfully without me coming after you. Punk said he's never asked for anything to be handed to him and he has always done things stubbornly the hard way. He wanted with Adam Pearce to get back in the ring to make this official. Punk said he is entering the Royal Rumble and when he wins, maybe it'll be Rollins that he goes after. So that was really, really good as a first stare down between the two.
This was a fantastic intro segment for both of them to sort of begin to, again, air the grievances. Seth Rollins saying what some of us are thinking, have been thinking, have said offline regarding Punk leaving, regarding his treatment of the fans, regarding everything that, while there is hero worship for CM Punk, there are a lot of people who did feel betrayed when he left. And we basically all got told to go fuck ourselves. And that's been continuing on for the past 7 years until he came back to AEW and he wanted to sort of be CM Punk again. And I don't think everybody really forgave him.
Well, some people did.
Some people did, but not everybody forgave him.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with the return to WWE, it's, I think a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people I think are taking this one step at a time with him, myself included in that, where it's like, okay, all right, you made amends, you've come back, let's see how long you last.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, because we all very much saw how AEW happened. A lot of us remember how WWE went down the last time he was there and all the problems that were there. And now we've seen just a recent incarnation of it with Tony Khan and AEW. So it's like, okay, all right, you didn't want to be in WWE before, you hated it here, so you left. Then you came back to wrestling and you went to AEW, you hated it there, and you left.
through your own actions. Now you're back in WWE again. You want my trust. You want my faith. You're going to have to earn it. I'm sorry. At least for me personally as a fan, you're going to have to earn it.
So they did a couple good things, right? This was a really strong segment. The segment on Friday was really good with Punk. They're kind of giving you the WWE version of what Punk is going to be. Straightforward, but in WWE stories, which is good.
No F-bombs.
He got, and he interacted with people on SmackDown. He also interacted with people on Raw. He met the Judgment Day. He asked where Rhea was. Priest welcomed him to their show. He said he hopes Punk is the guy to finish the story because then he'll be the one waiting to end it, which was a nice one. He also crossed paths with Drew McIntyre. McIntyre says he doesn't care about Punk's story or Cody's story. He only cares about finishing his own story. McIntyre said he and Pierce figured that out already because he's going to get a title match on the day one edition. Hold up your fingers. Of Monday Night Raw. So we're using day one again just for Monday Night Raw. So that's fun. Day one, hold up your finger. He also met with saw Kofi and they did a whole Jamaican Me Crazy bit because they were former tag champs together. They hugged. He was glad to meet Chad Gable and heard Ricochet is terrible at video games. So that was fun. So apparently there's going to be something with Ricochet, Gable, and Kofi at some point. But yeah, it was good to see him interact with some people backstage. It's getting him involved. And that's what you need to do. You gotta take him from being the outsider to kind of put him back in the stories. And that's why he called out Roman. He confronted Kevin. He confronted Rollins tonight. He was in the ring with Rollins and that's something true and everything like that. There's a lot of stories to be told and they're going to start telling them, which is good.
Yeah, they're weaving him back into the product, bringing him back in, getting him familiar with old faces and new. Because quite a lot has changed since Punk left.
It's been 10 years.
So there's a lot of new faces that he doesn't know and a lot of people who maybe are like, I don't know if I want you here or not. So they have, like you said, they have stories to tell. We'll see how they tell them.
Cody was asked about him showing up and if it makes it's happy for the fans and Punk, but the Rumble's around the corner and you can't finish two stories at once. And both he and Punk are very much aware of that. But tonight he has something else to focus on at Shinsuke Nakamura in your main event. Really good main event that ended with the poison mist to the face. And then Shinsuke continued to beat down Cody to end Monday Night Raw.
Dude, Cody's got this, like, thing on his back. I don't know what it is, but I feel like he needs to go get that checked. There's something about that. I don't know whether it's like a big-ass bump is the only way I can describe it. And I don't know if he got it wrestling. I don't know if it's a skin condition, because he's prone to be very kind of moly, as is evidenced by the mole by his eye, which I wish he would get cut off. Because I have a feeling it blocks his peripheral. But it's fine. It's his mole. He can do whatever he wants with it. But I just saw that thing when he was like laying there on the ground. And I was like, oh God, what is that? No, go get that checked. It's not good. But the match was very good. The match was very entertaining. Again, like I keep saying, I am here for Shinsuke Nakamura's supervillain era. And they're doing it very, very well because you're using Cody to help rebuild Shinsuke again. He had the series with Seth. He was unsuccessful in his bid with Seth, and now he's facing Cody. And so you're rebuilding Shinsuke as a heel, using Cody. You're having Cody look like a good baby face. Everything's a win-win here.
And they use the Creed brothers too to help elevate them. So yeah, it's all, yeah. Things are going. Yeah, it's definitely for sure. Creeds are winning the titles next week on Raw, I would assume.
Yeah.
But that was Raw.
That was Raw. It was a very good show. We're building to the Royal Rumble, y'all.
And we got many, many weeks to go. But though, for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talker Network, Thursday's going to be fun. It's the NXT deadline review. And it'll be a really big test for things. So, hope it goes well.
We'll see.
Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern at CB Radio. Live. And maybe before that we'll do Fortnite. We may maybe be able to do that now. And it may look really good. I don't know. Figure it out.
He doesn't like using my stream.
Maybe it may look really good and not have any encoding problems ever again. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Sunday night's the final WTR of 2023. What we're talking about, I don't know. It's Monday. We'll figure it out by Sunday. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're not back next week Monday. Wait, are we? Oh, kind of. We kind of have to be.
Yeah, it's the 18th. We can't skip until the 25th. So we have one more week live, and then we're off the week after. Because Monday is Christmas. I guess we're doing a show on the 28th. I have no idea.
We're going to do a show on the 28th.
Are we doing Pop Goes the Rock on the 28th?
Yes. It's Jingle All Rock on the 21st, Pop Goes Rock on the 28th, and Ramblin's on the 4th.
Hey. That's
your rock schedule. Circle the calendar for next Monday. Maybe. If we're not, there'll be a reason why. I may be annoyed, or who knows. We'll figure that part. Well, if we're figuring that one out, we should be live. I may multitask. We'll figure that one out. Raw Post Show Mondays, 11 p.m. Eastern. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button above the screen. You can use creator code Rocket Sock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
Beef before you go. Yeah, it was worse than last night. I didn't see the second half because I had no power. Go on.
We don't talk about what happened last night at
no,
all.
No, it sucked, but I didn't see it because, again, no, I had no power. Anyway, plugs.
Yay, infrastructure. You can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LNSWE. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LinsWard, where I stream Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. We've been working our way through Honkai lately, so tune in for that. You can also follow me on TikTok at LinsWard0 and check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard.
This has been the Raw Post Show. The final really scuffed episode here live from the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm going to be antsy tomorrow. Anyway, we'll see you Thursday for the rec, and probably next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Long Airways, the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com and right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.